What it is, everybody. Yeah, this is going to be a scheduling nightmare. Scheduling nightmare. Oh, shoot. Text from a bud here. It says, hey, who you liking on the over tonight? I know the one time you tweeted out a pick, you mushed yourself. So if you don't want to, send him. Yeah, I don't care. I'll tell you what I like. Let's see here. Here's what I'm kind of adding on a lot of these things. It's more teams. So you got the Blues who are just killing it right now. I'm not sure. Did they lose last night? They're on a 10. They've won 10 straight. Leafs Blues, I say, would be my most sure thing. Lock over. Even if it is 6.5. I think that's a 7-goal game, maybe an 8-goal game. Verbs, why don't you think Nebraska has a chance for Michigan State? Earlier in the season, you thought Nebraska would be able to handle them at home. Basically, just home and away. I'm not a big Nebraska's different on the road. I wish I had more confidence. Joe Damon speaks about it quite a bit. When you go on the road, you got to take things that are portable. I don't know what Nebraska has that's portable now. Hopefully by the end of tonight, I see that it's a portable defense where they can take their defense in there and they go in and it's a deal where, hey, we know we can go play good defense anywhere on the road. You know, if you're doing that, that's something that I'm definitely super excited to see if they can pull off. And if it's something that they can do, now it might change my view. If you win Purdue at home, okay, now I'm willing to talk. But I think the piece for Nebraska they've got to build more than anything as we go down the road with this is they just got to become a better team than everybody. There's no one player in there you can rely on, right? Night in, night out, 20, get the ball in their hands. Yep, we know it's going in. It just is what it is. Like, there's no... I can't pass it to Zion and know, hey, we're going to clear out and dunk, or he's going to shoot a 20-foot J and we're going to make this thing. You know what I mean? But I do believe it's a world whichever direction Nebraska chooses to go with basketball, if it is still 10 miles or if it is. Their goal every year should to be the best, tightest, most cohesive team out there. Understand that every piece part has to fit together for it to succeed. If one guy gets hurt or he's out, then the next guy has to come in and fill that role to the best of his ability in the same manner. That's where they can live. And I think you can win more even in conference than you lose doing that. Everybody says, oh, we got to be Ohio State or we got to be like Wisconsin. Okay, what do they do? Wisconsin doesn't panic. They play a team game. When it gets down to it, you'll see random guys make shots for them because they know they're fit in the system. Oh, it's not lost. I know I sound like negative Nelly when I talk about the team, but it's frustration. Just bowling up, building from the outside, watching this all kind of go down. Show me a great defensive performance tonight, and I don't even care. Win by 1 point. Just win. We're in full Al Davis mode with the basketball season. Just win, baby, because I do want these seniors to have a chance to get into the tournament. Go 3-2 to finish it out. Win one in the Big Ten tournament, which tournament play hasn't been their friend. Everything you got's ahead of you. I don't know, as a competitor, what else you could want. So we'll see what happens with it. I hope Miles gets the crew rallied up. I hope they're ready to go. We got a prediction here. Nebraska says 56-55. Nebraska wins an ugly one. Like I said, it can go 1-0. The rock fight of all rock fights. 3-2. As long as you got one more than the other, I'm good with it. Thanks, everybody. As always, thanks for participation today. Always love getting the chance to chat with everybody. I'll be back in tomorrow. I'm going to get into this Donahue thing. I just wanted to read more about it, get some insight and further fuel all my conspiracy theories. Then I'm going to look back and see the games that I bet when he was reffing them. I'm pretty sure this guy cost me money. Let's be honest. This gets back to the root of everything. Dirty ref. Basketball cost me money. Yeah, I bet basketball. I'll bet anything. I'll bet George, who gets out of the door first when we get off the air here. Matt Verzal, Ben Fillon here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.